Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, a combination of factors, as I mentioned at the top of the programme, including ticket prices and the compressed season and the weather, are impacting GAA attendance numbers. While yearly official attendance stats remain high, one sports journalist, Ciara O'Kane, argues that the numbers are masked by continually adding games. And Ciara O'Kane joins me now, a sports reporter and columnist with the Irish News. By God, you've opened a can of worms to 51551, the text line, Ciara. You're very welcome to the programme. What's your argument here?
Yeah, look, Cormac, Harry, I suppose it's the fact that there are so many different variable factors to the sort of annual change in attendances. But I suppose there was a lot made last week of the 8,300 odd crowd in Clonus for Monaghan and Cavan, which was low for an Ulster Championship game, low for a derby of that nature. But it wasn't completely beyond the realms of what we've seen in terms of a decline in a certain way. Since pretty much since 2003, there's been a decline in football attendances. Different years it has held up, different years it has bounced up a wee bit, but over that period of time there's been a general trend of decline. And the sort of narrative that then followed, well, it must be because we're playing the Championship now in April and May in the Ulster Championship. And I think there's just a lot more to it. There's a lot more nuance than just saying the split season and the April Championship
What is it, do you think?
There's a lot. You mentioned the weather there. I don't actually think the weather is half the factor that people are talking about, because you look at Division 1 National League games played in really cold, really miserable weather in February and March at times, attracting 10,000 plus.
And Monaghan and Dublin, for example, in the league, they had a pretty good attendance, which wouldn't have been, if you go back 15 years or so, you wouldn't have had a trickling of people into a match like that in January or February. So if you look at it, January to December, attendances are pretty strong, aren't they?
Exactly. You know, in terms of the league has become a really strong product, particularly in Division 1. And what you're seeing is that's reflected in the attendances, it's reflected in the crowds that are coming to games. So while it has an attendance problem, it's at a particular time. And I suppose it goes back to the debate that has been running for a long time now about the provincial championships. And that's really where the kind of nub of this is. The provincial championships, like two of them don't work at all. Munster, you know, I think Kerry have won 10 of the last 11. Dublin have won the last 13 Leinster titles in a row. Those two provincial championships don't work. And the problem is that the other two are hitched to them in terms of the format. And people are, and then you have the added on factors then come into play of, particularly for me, the cost of going to so many games.
Do you think that's prohibitive? And people are talking to us here. Let me read you one text, for example, right? And people are talking as well, Ciara, about not being able to buy the tickets at the Stiles. And we've discussed that an awful lot in the programme. The GAA doesn't see that as a major problem. Anyway, look, one texter says the GAA needs to take a look at things. €30 for stand seated ticket, Leitrim versus Sligo last weekend. No concession for OAPs. So if you're over 65 or 83 like my dad, he gets a stand on a terrace for €15 or pay twice that to sit down. Croke Park for Leitrim versus Laois League Final, Hogan Stand, €25. Pricing families out of it for a day to support their team, and in our case, our only day out in the Championship.
Yeah, look, I would completely agree, to be honest. I think the pricing structure is wrong. I think the pricing structure is something that they have struggled with in terms of, you know, making ends meet financially, competing, or not competing, but feeling, right, we have a product here that's on a level with professional sports. We should be charging prices. And like, the prices are still a wee bit short of where you would pay for maybe some professional games.
Yeah, they didn't go up for a good number of years now.
Sorry?
They haven't gone up in a good number of years, the GAA, I think, would say, until last year.
Well, the championship prices have sort of stayed. Now, the National League has been subject to a good few increases. I think it's three and 6 years for the National League, which has added to the cost. And then the fact that the pricing structure is, it starts off quite high, as you say. It was €30 for a Connacht Championship game, the price is going to incrementally increase as the year goes on. So where do you go? By the time you're at the All-Ireland Round Robin Series, which last year was, I think, 22 euros per game.
Yeah.
It means that there's only so much you can charge. There's only so much incrementally you can increase. In fact, those were the round, and what ended up happening was the round robin games in the All Ireland series were significantly cheaper.
Yeah, do you know what's happening
than
here?
Games in the provincial championships.
You know that you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. The people wanted more games, and give people what they want, and then you have Cara O'Kane saying no, too many games, and we can't go. It's too expensive.
No, I'm not saying there's too many games. I'm saying what the pricing structure for a calendar that has now, you know, a county maybe playing 12, 13 championship, or sorry, league and championship games across a 4 or 5 month period, a pricing structure that starts at 20 euro for National League games and keeps creeping up is very, very expensive on people.
Okay, look, I'm going to give you, you're a Derry man, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, I think this text has come in specifically for you, right? to 5-1-double. Football, with its present rules, have become boring. Says that listener. I mean, as a game and fantastic teams like Derry who keep the ball ad nauseam, has it become a little bit boring?
Well, look, in fairness, far be it from me to defend them, but God, if anybody watched the National League final against Dublin 2 weeks ago, I mean, I don't think they could be blaming Derry for football. So that was so, but in a general sense, yes, look, there's been a new committee. We've heard so much about it. Jim Gavin heading up a committee of some of the best brains in the sport to try and look at the obvious problems that are happening. And basically, so much of it is an attitude thing and a coaching thing in terms of what way teams want to approach games. If they want to shut them down and make them really negative, then the rules give them loads of opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Well, under the same rules, if teams want to play really expansive and good football like Derry and Dublin did, the rules are the same. You know, that produced an absolutely brilliant game of football.
Well,
so
there you go. It can't happen. Look, let's see. Tell me if you're going to the match this weekend, the 5-1-5-1, and let me know if you're not going as well and why, and let's see if you agree with Cara O'Kane. It's a really, really good piece in the Irish News. Cara O'Kane, thank you very much indeed.